High gas prices are driving sales of small, fuel-efficient cars. General Motors and Ford posted double-digit growth for April, with profits driven in large part by smaller models that use less gas, like the Chevrolet Cruze and the Ford Focus. Nationwide, the average price for gasoline is now $3.96 a gallon. That's according to the Energy Department. Here in New York, it's $4.05 a gallon. The market euphoria after the news of Osama bin Laden's death appears to already have faded. Markets were mixed today. The Dow was flat, closing at 12,808. The S&P fell 5 points, closing at 1,357. And the NASDAQ dropped 22 points, ending the day at 2,842. CBS has announced that 60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley will replace Katie Couric as the anchor of CBS Evening News next month. The program is currently ranked last among the big three network evening news shows. That's according to Nielsen, the ratings company, which, by the way, came out with a new report today that is not likely to boost ratings confidence. Nielsen estimates that next year only 97% of American households own TV sets, down from 99%. The U.S. government is suing Deutsche Bank and its mortgage subsidiary for what it calls, quote, years of reckless lending practices. The government accuses them of repeatedly lying so they could join a government program that insures mortgages and then profiting from the resale of those risky mortgages, leaving the government holding the bag. Here's U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara.
This lawsuit sends them and other lenders the message that they cannot get away with lies and recklessness. They cannot casually assign the prospect of being caught to the cost of doing business.
The lawsuit seeks to recover hundreds of millions of dollars in insurance claims. To talk more about the lawsuit, we turn to Guy Sakala, publisher of Inside Mortgage Finance. Hi, Guy. Welcome back to the 411.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Do you think this is a big step for the federal government, going after a big Wall Street bank and its role in the financial crisis?
It is a big step going after a large international bank. It's a little unusual because the actual mortgage activity involved is relatively small. Mortgage IT, the subsidiary of Deutsche Bank, is a relatively small player in the FHA market. It doesn't even really show up in the top 50 lenders, probably has less of a market share than 1%. So that's unusual. What's not unusual is that Justice Department has decided to go after a big bank, and this one is a big target for them. They have the resources to pay a large amount of claims. Generally, FHA looks to just put out of business small lenders that do wrongdoing, but in this case, they've got a big fish they can go after.
If Deutsche Bank's mortgage subsidiary wasn't the biggest player in these risky mortgages, why is the federal government targeting Deutsche Bank?
Well, it certainly has a poor track record in the FHA market. The other thing that's important to note is that mortgage IT was independent for most of the period that the Justice Department's going after them. They weren't acquired by Deutsche Bank until 2007, so roughly 3 years out of the 10 years in question, they belong to Deutsche Bank. That being said, Deutsche Bank certainly had oversight of their operations and is largely responsible for the lending practices, and that is really why the government's going after them. If they had stayed mortgage IT and had resources of several million dollars, nobody would be talking about a lawsuit like this.
Since last year, regulators and attorneys general have been negotiating the terms of a settlement with several of the nation's largest banks over shoddy mortgage lending and foreclosure practices. Where do things stand now?
Still somewhat in limbo. As you probably know, there are 50 AGs, and some of them want to pursue a tough stance with mortgage servicers and go after some sort of significant damages amount. There are other ones that don't necessarily feel that same way. So they really haven't come up with a consensus yet. The best timeline we've gotten is that sometime this summer, maybe by late June, you'll start seeing some actions brought by the state attorney generals on this whole issue. They got a little preempted by federal banking regulators cutting a deal with a number of servicers over the last couple weeks, and it's unclear whether that's going to undermine the AG's position on seeking similar settlements or larger cash settlements with major servicers.
Guy Sakala is the publisher of Inside Mortgage Finance. Thanks for joining us on the 411.
You're welcome.
Get the 411 as a podcast. Go to WNYC.org. This is WNYC.